שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we will be reading from the writings of Rabash, volume 3. We will be reading the article 3 lines 1. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself, where you can press the study materials icon and send us questions live.
I asked that we would bring this article out of the archive in order to study a little bit what else we have to do on the path. You know, each and every day we need another stage and another new stage, a little bit more. The world is advancing quickly, and accordingly we need to check ourselves. How much do we understand its advancement? How much we adapt ourselves to that form and manner of the advancement, so that at least we won't be running forward, but together with the Creator's advancement, the way He is manipulating everyone, we need to see what is happening and to study it, to adapt ourselves to it. We talked about faith above reason. We went into it a little bit. Now it becomes more clear, and therefore we can already start to study it, an additional matter. And it's all on our path from here to the goal, which is the matter of the three lines. We see that in our world today, the resistance, the collision, the polarity between the right and the left everywhere is intensifying. It is great, and it truly places most of the regimes, most of the peoples in the state of one against the other, left versus right. They don't quite know what the left is and what the right is. However, this polarity is truly entering so that it is even felt in families, in all of the developed countries, even those who are not so developed. There is a great difference between the left and the right. Polarity that is revealed in a population, in each and every country. And throughout our development, the more we develop, and we develop by our will to receive, the will to receive in us growing more and more, we don't see that these two polar opposites of left and right are coming closer. To the contrary, they become farther and farther, more and more opposite, colliding, cruel to each other. And we see it especially in America. Of course, there are countries where we don't feel it yet, even though it's there, but it's still latent, hidden. Like in Russia, China, all kinds of such countries where there are strong rulers. However, we do understand that their time is about to end, and the whole world in the end will show itself as standing one against the other, the left against the right, and there would be nothing that would tie between them. And even those who are researching the situation, they say that it is felt even in families. And it didn't seem to us before that there would be such a gap and such a contrast, such a conflict in views, in opinions, and it's with respect to everything, nature, ecology, arms race, the attitude towards relationships, sex, food, each and everything. Those say, let the animals live, and those say, we don't even need them, etc., etc. And instead of coming closer to each other, as we used to think, that nevertheless, with our mind, with our emotion, with our experience, from 1 year to the next, we will come closer to each other. We will understand how we can get along better with each other. We see that these two lines are moving farther away. They become more polar opposites. Truly east and west, or north and south, and they're moving, drifting farther away, and there would be nothing that would connect them. That there would be nothing that would connect them. And the more developed the world is becoming, it will become even more and more divided, until the hatred, the rejection, the lack of understanding, lack of willingness to reach mutual understanding would intensify more and more. And all of this, the Creator is awakening within us, within the human society, in order for us to reach, well, besides having to go above reason, but one thing is not related to the other, also in above reason. In above reason, it's each and every one, personally, individually. However, socially, what are we going to do? Not inside each one of us, but between us. We will see, as we can see it very well in America, and you can also see it very well in Israel, right and left, it's just as if there is no room for other divisions or methods or parties of different kinds. In Israel, you can have 20 other parties also, but in the end, it is right and left. And in the U.S., right and left. And there is nothing you can do about it. How come? Because this is what nature is like. Nature is not going to connect between people. It is going to divide them. And equally, almost equally, as we see now in the States. How can it be? Millions on one side, millions on the other side. I'm giving it as an example. It's not that we really care about what is happening there, but they're standing one opposite the other, so much so that just a few individual people may end up determining who the president would be. And why is that? Because there is no president in the middle between the two. There is none. These two lines are becoming revealed in each and every modern society in order for us to determine the middle line, which is the Creator. He needs to be revealed. And only he, in the end, would arrange the connection between us, and otherwise we will not be able to exist, to survive. And this is what we have to reach. Otherwise, we will reach a state where we simply stand against each other, fight against each other without any compromises, without any possibility to somehow connect or agree or arrange something together. There is no middle line. Rather, it has to come from above. This is how the world is arranged. This is how nature is arranged. And therefore, the closer we will come to that, more and more, we will see that we, specifically, those who are going towards the Creator, towards the purpose of creation, those who are called Israel, Yeshakel, that is, those who are aimed towards the Creator, we will discover ourselves as being more and more in the center of the entire world, that everyone is interested in us, talking about us, looking at us, and also blaming us. Apparently, we're not arranging a connection between them. Inside, they will feel more and more that all of this disorder between them, the connection between the right and the left, and it will be all over the world. The world will be divided, and Israel will be in the middle. Those few thousand people called Yeshakel, they are at fault for the fact that the right and the left, billions here and billions there, cannot connect. We will truly see it. It is odd. it's difficult to understand. It's simply not accepted by our mind. But this is what we will discover. And therefore, this middle line, we will need to study it. This is the upper force. That is, as it says, the one who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us. And this way, we will discover our correct development. Why am I talking about it today? Because when such states are revealed, like in America, and it's not the first time, it's the second time already, it is because the society is developed. It is an advanced society, so there it is more revealed. And we can learn from this example what is the future of the entire world. The whole world has all kinds of stigmas of religion, of well, all kinds, cultures. There, everything is all mixed, and therefore you can see it quickly, how much these two lines, these two parts of the American society are completely separate from each other, and there is no one who can tie them. How can there be a president who is 100% accepted by one side and 100% not accepted by the other side? And these two parts are equal. How can there be somebody in the middle that will manage all of them, everyone? Looking at these things, you can see that it's impossible. And it can only be done, like I said, if we will discover the upper force, and he will tie these two parts together. How to discover him and how to tie him to everyone, this is our work. I'm not exaggerating. This is how it will be revealed. And you need to truly be set for it, ready for it, understanding it, and you will see how the world will want it. It will come and ask. Okay, is that clear? Do you have a few questions? Well, let's go for it. Let's see. Hebrew 10.
This middle line that's supposed to connect the two poles, really, how does it work?
I didn't speak about this. I just said that there is such a thing, and soon, bit by bit, we will start to know him, to get to know him also, not day by day, but once in a while. It is something that we'll have to enter into the study of it. Pity 24.
In the movie Sense and Descent in San Francisco, you told the scientists that you have all these lines which aren't united, and they understood you, as I recall. So how do you see that thing being done now, where these two lines unite? How is it done?
It's not that the middle line comes through these two lines. The middle line comes from above. We will collect these materials, and bit by bit we will start to get into it, to study it. However, I think that it is already possible to start to talk about it, because it's already practical. We will see what they will do in America, how it will work out or it will not work out, and also with the whole world. And the world also is becoming divided accordingly into two more and more. And how we are inviting we, you and me, Moti, and everyone, specifically Bnei Baruch, are inviting, drawing this middle line from above so that it comes and it starts to rule over these two parts. You will see how it will happen. But indeed, this is, how shall I put it, as it says, a time of trouble for Israel. And then the Lord shall save us. When the whole world will expect of something from us, and we will have to awaken the upper force so that it will come and rule. These are just beautiful words, nice words, but we will have to break it down into actions, earthly actions. It will be okay. The most important is that you will understand where it is going. These two lines that are now becoming revealed, especially in America, truly half and half. How can we reach the middle line? Because indeed, even rationally, logically, who are you going to choose? The president of the right side or the president of the left side? What president can it be? Rather, it is especially how the Creator is showing it to us in order for us to understand that only in the middle can there be someone who will bring the world to connection. This is the middle line that the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealing to us.
Be'er Sheva. And Be'er Sheva.
Yes.
No Be'er Sheva?
Yes, sorry, microphone. Tell me, please. What is the new problem now? I don't understand the situation in the USA right now. There was such a collision between left and right in the past also.
Sir, I'm not talking about America now at all. I don't care about America. I care about how now the world is advancing towards that it will realize that it must have something in the middle line. America itself, I'm not interested in it at all. Rehovot.
Right now it seems that the middle line connects in a bad way. There are all sorts of plagues which form the more the polarization increases.
Yes, the Creator now is operating in such a way that we will understand how much the right and the left cannot connect. So then He's bringing us into such a tension so that we will understand the collision, the opposition between the right and the left, that it is according to the situation we have between the Creator and the created being. This is how it is revealed, until we will understand that it is impossible to arrange any kind of connection between the right and the left. It cannot be. Rather, the middle line, which is the line of peace, the line of wholeness, the line of connection, it has to be in above reason. It comes to us from above, and this already is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Well, relative revelation, depending on to whom and in what way, but it's already the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. And this is what we will have to reach. So we learn together a little bit the matter of faith above reason. And now we will study a little bit, just for a few minutes we will talk about it, all in all, about the matter of the middle line. We will collect materials, we'll talk about it, we'll study it. We have mostly these two things that we need to study according to the development of the world, which are faith above reason and the middle line. Don't you worry, nothing will run away. To the extent that we need to discover it, we will discover it and study it.
Seems like a terrible profession. Will Kabbalists need to govern in the middle, or we just need to teach others to govern in the middle?
האם מקובלים הם אלה שינהיגו באמצע בין לבין, או שאנחנו צריכים ללמד את האחרים להנהיג בין לבין?
How will it clothe in the matter? How will it be? I don't know. It still needs to be revealed. Well, a few states need to be revealed in matter among people in human society, and it will become more clear to us. But certainly, Kabbalists to some extent will be involved in the management, the governance, in such a way that they will have many students, and these students will enter all kinds of levels and departments in the world governments. And by this, people will learn, they will know how to manage themselves. The world will need to change a lot so that there won't be regimes based on force, but rather regimes based on understanding and accord and unity. It requires education. There has to be education in the end. However, education about how to adapt everyone to the middle line so that no one would feel themselves deprived and that they're being coerced, but rather that everyone understands how, through which completion of each other, everyone reaches wholeness, so that no one can reach wholeness without the opposite force.
Will there still need to remain a very strong left and a very strong right, and then we'll bring them in the middle, or everyone will somehow become in the middle?
I don't want to tell you because you think that you're already going to do it right now. We're not going to do anything. Rather, the left would become stronger, the right would become stronger, the more we will be more developed. The views of the different nations would become more and more extreme. However, along with that, they would feel the need or whatever can connect them, the middle line. Imagine to yourself that in America, there would be not Trump or Biden, but someone who is accepted by everyone, truly accepted by everyone. Just like the left wants Biden and the right wants Trump, there is someone who simply is answering all the expectations of everyone. How good that would be. So, this polarity between the right and the left would rise more and more. It would become more and more opposite, one movement against the other. And along with that, they would discover the need for whatever is in between them, in the middle, accepted by both of them. And that can be only above reason, the upper force. This is how it will be. We will study how it is done, how it is revealed, this force that comes from nature. It's not godliness, the creator, something up there that people imagine to themselves now, but rather it is a force that comes from nature. Just like the right and the left, we will discover it from within us, how this can exist between us. Well, give it some time. We are not yet ready to hear about it and to study it, but it will come.
Yes, Rav. I hear exactly, you know, and I don't want to say worries me, the states, the south and the north, east, west, it seems everybody's going to the same way. So it brings me to the only questions that, you know, our dissemination between ourselves in the 10 and between the groups, and to prepare a place, to prepare a state between us. And that's, I think, is the question. How? And yeah, I hear from you every day. It's just, you know, I really want to, maybe I just need to hear more, you know, this constant request to connect.
You need to hear what I'm saying and not to add anything to it. Just listen to what I'm saying, and then you will succeed and you will not get confused. Czechoslovakia.
Rav, I hope I'm not asking the same question like everybody. How could we teach and practice the middle line as taught by Rabash in the face of war? Should we be passive? Should we be neutral? Thank you.
Passive? Should we be neutral?
Listen, a few minutes ago, I started to talk about it for the very first time, and you are already asking about how can we teach others. We don't yet know what it is about at all. I didn't yet tell you anything. I just said a few words, and already you want to run out with it to the publics, to the broad public. Is that serious? You understand, you feel what exactly the right is and the left is and the middle line, and how we compose it, how we discover it, how we rule it over us. Why such questions when we haven't yet started anything? We didn't even read any article about it. We didn't talk about it. Even between us, we don't yet know. Why are you now asking question about the implementation? It's not going to work right now. Rather, I told you because I'm using this example like America, which is truly now half and half, and they don't even know which president they need. And the polarity between them is so far away, truly like the East from the West. And how can it be in such a state that they have to choose one who is not accepted by the other half? It's truly half and half, and they only choose from one side or from the other side, but only one of the two of them. So how can it be that the country afterwards will be managed normally? That is, there is something here that needs to be corrected. How? They don't know. So I'm saying that in such a state as the Creator is giving us, and He's pushing us from advancing us to this situation more and more, He wants to show us that there is only one solution, which is the middle line, in the middle between the two of them. And in our world, there is no middle line. There is no party, let's say, or some organization that has both. And if it will be only for a minute and it will fall, because the middle line does not exist in this world that can tie the plus and the minus. It is only a force that comes from above. It's called the one who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us. And how to bring this force to us so that it will be accepted by the two camps, by all the different sectors, above all of the different fights and quarrels that are between people and also within each one of us. Each one of us is also a small world. So this is what we will study. That's all I wanted to tell you. So see what is happening, for example, in America, and then you will know what eventually this will bring us, what kind of solution. And we will discover it bit by bit. This is how the Creator is playing with people in order to bring them to His revelation to all of the created beings.
PT6.
Look around the subject without delving too deeply to understand these big concepts. What's the difference between faith above reason and the middle line?
Faith above reason, it's each and every one individually, personally, has to make himself rise above, from Malchut to Bina, from Malchut to Bina. This is an individual ascent of each and every one, everywhere in each state that he is in. That's it. For this one needs a special force from above, from the Creator, who will bestow upon him, who will help him each time in his ascent, by being included in the 10, etc. However, it is not related to the middle line. It is related to the personal ascent of each one. The connection between faith above reason and the middle line that we are invite is that faith above reason, well, we will scrutinize it. Let's not run too quickly.
Another question. Does the public need to understand what the middle line is, or is this work only for Kabbalists?
I don't think the public is ready for it. I can't say how it will be in the future, how much we will be able to open it up and when. I truly don't know. And I'm not pushing, bursting to discover it. It is all revealed according to the steps that by which the Creator is advancing the world. And we can see how he is doing it with pace at our time. So let's see. The public will discover it out of themselves, that this is how it is. Just like I'm telling you that, because we need to start to work on it and to pull ourselves forcefully to an ascent, and to also see the future that the Creator is bringing, is being brought down to us, so that he will govern us, so that he will rule us, that middle force, the middle line. However, the world, we just need to teach them that connection is the salvation for everyone, even though we're not yet explaining to them what is the form of connection. We say love covers all crimes. We have to reach such a compromise that even if you are right and I'm left, we have to be connected in some form between us, because it's clear to us that we can connect between us in a very limited way until to us we will bring them the reforming light, and it will start to work on them and to elevate them to a higher level, just like the Ahab rises to Galgalta and Naim. This is actually the correction of humanity. They cannot make these ascents by themselves. They cannot draw the reforming light. They cannot bring the Creator closer to them. Rather, that is our work. We will have to do it, but they will need to be connected with us. It is considered that the nations of the world raise Israel on their shoulders, and specifically the two of them, then both them and us, we go to the mountain of the Lord.
Okay, so now neither us nor the public are ready for the middle line. It's just a theory.
Yes, certainly, but I'm talking about it because we see that apparently there is no choice, and the Creator is already preparing it for us, for the whole of humanity, as something that is necessary. Without it, we won't even be able to put together the right government. Not in America, and also soon it's going to be this way in the whole world, that the opposition, the contrast between the different parties, different sectors, will be such that you won't be able to bridge it.
So without going into politics, what does it mean to have a single president that everyone accepts?
There is no such thing. He will have to be in the middle. He will have to be inclusive of the two and to be above them, meaning the middle line. He would have to be connected to the Galgalta and Enaim. He would have to be connected to the upper force, so that this upper force is then it is the source of these two parts.
Polarity, it's still not clear to me. You say that neither camp has any ideology today. So what are the what typifies the right and the left?
Oh, they do have ideology. Why not? There is ideology not only in those camps, but I don't want to get into it. It's not so important. What is important for us is how we will need to get organized in order to draw the upper force, such that the one who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us. This is the action that we will have to perform in the state where the whole world will discover the necessity for it, that without the upper force, it will not be able to survive. We don't know that there's no truth with anyone, nobody knows, and they also can't. He is not capable of it, and others cannot agree with him, etc.
Thank you.
I don't want to use America with each and everything because it's not precisely that this example. It's just that it's half and half. It's very interesting. It is truly half and half of the different states of the population, right and left. It's very clear how it's in contrast. And therefore, how can it be that a representative of one half will rule over everyone? So they say, well, you also have the Congress and the Senate. There are all kinds of fights there, but also they're preparing for themselves. Speeches at the very beginning, I promise to be the president of everyone. And all these pretty words, but indeed it does remain. And we will feel this polarity. And again, all in all, it is in order for us to have the true upper ruler.
Hey Rav, I think we have two questions in our 10. The first is, what could we do in the group to bring the middle line into the world? And what does it take to create something that both the left and the right can accept?
I told you that we're not engaging in it yet, but you're not listening. You're not listening. You only hear what you want to hear. But what I'm telling you, you're not hearing it. I'm not even going to continue answering you, because whatever I'm saying, you won't hear it. You won't hear it. Like I already spoke about it. Some other wise guys asked before you.
Дорогой Раф, а вот что для вот широкой самой аудитории будет значить вот это вот уравновешивающее? Не будем им говорить, что
for the wider public, what will be that? What can you explain to them?
Well, can you explain to them who the creator is? Who is the creator?
Непонятно, как им это объяснить, что такое творец.
So that's what it is, exactly. It's not clear how to explain the creator to them.
That is the easiest. The easiest thing is for a person to understand that there is a general force that connects and unites and includes within it all of the forces, all of the forces, all of the laws, all of the formulas, everything that we have in nature. It is the root for the whole of nature. And everything expands from him. What? This is not clear? We see these forces in each and every phenomenon in nature. You have something and its opposite, and there is a root from which they stem. The plus and the minus, heat, hot, cold, it doesn't matter what it is. And there is always a single root from which emerge these two phenomena, or two and then two more and more and more. What is the problem to explain this, that there is a single force that is managing everything? Look at the heavens and start asking, look at the sky, ask all of those who engage in astronomy, in science in general, and they'll tell you that they have no understanding of it unless they tie it to a single force, a single root from which it all started. What's the big problem here? You're asking such questions that there's no room for them, I think. No room. We will start to tell about it when it will be necessary, and it will be clear once we start, but not yet.
Mark Israel.
Mark Israel.
Скажите, можно ли сказать, что реализуется острая необходимость?
Can it be said There is a need for some means by which opposing sides can come to understand each other.
The answer is yes. Ita, free.
Buongiorno, Rav. E se non siamo pronti per questo, vuol dire che stiamo preparando la mancanza riguardo la linea di
mezzo. If we are not prepared for this, does it mean that now we're readying the lack for the middle line?
We are preparing the deficiency for the middle line in us, and the Creator is preparing the deficiency for the middle line bit by bit in the whole world. And therefore, this is why I took America as an example, in order to show you how it is becoming built gradually, this deficiency for the middle line, the deficiency for the revelation of the Creator.
Hebrew 10.
כן,
הבורא רב הוא שורש כל הטבע.
The creator is the root of nature.
על האפריות בבריאה, זה נושא.
We're talking about polarity in creation here, and it's a subject that Baal Sulam deals with in the piece, his article, The Piece. He talks about how ancient peoples try to settle this polarity. So, what does the wisdom of Kabbalah tell us as an innovation regarding the polarity in creation?
Again, Rui, please.
There is inherent polarity in creation, and Baal Salam also mentions it in The Piece, his article The Piece. He says that humanity has been engaged with this since ancient times. So what's the innovation that the wisdom of Kabbalah brings with respect to this polarity in creator, in creation, in the middle line and all that?
But we can use this middle line, the upper force, because we have a connection with him. We can reach him, we can raise a deficiency to him, raise man and receive from him the force of correction, mad, and bring ourselves to a state where we arrange a permanent connection with him. This is the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, how to get a connection with the Upper One, and according to this connection, to arrange ourselves each time in all of the different states. The Upper One is inviting different states in us from above downwards, and we, according to these changes of states, we see how we can get closer to him from below upward until we reach complete adhesion.
So we've come to a state where we see things happening in the world right now. So.
That's right. It is called the last generation, and we will see it more and more. We will get examples from our books that it is truly happening.
What do you expect of us? How can we approach this subject? Because we heard you many times say, okay, let's not touch upon that, let's not touch upon this. So how can we...
I'm just teaching you how to see how the plan of creation is gradually becoming realized from one day to the next. From one day to the next, it is becoming revealed more and more in our time upon us and upon the whole of humanity, so that we will learn from it. What is the Creator doing with us, with everyone, with the whole of humanity, and what, accordingly, how do we come closer to being the active force, the force that is leading, and that we understand what is happening, we feel what is happening, and that we gradually are entering practical action. We are explaining to people, we will explain to them what we need to do, how to do it, how to act. We will be this part that will be as the Rosh, the head. Israel is called Li Rosh. I am the head. And we need to be this way, those who are aimed towards contact, towards adhesion with the Creator.
So I'm asking because on one hand you say to explain the middle line, and on the other we feel that it is though you didn't want to touch upon some issues, because if you look at examples from the world, if you look at the United States, Europe, it's really, there's an opening where we can bring an explanation. So what's for us, Bnei Baruch, and what is for humanity right now in the state we're approaching?
Love,
what did you engage in today the day before, yesterday, did you do anything?
Towards the work, in the 10. Right now we are taking it to the 10.
So, make an effort to explain to the world, as we've discussed many times, what the role of the world is in this time. We need to understand what this situation in the world compels us to do.
What can I explain to the public?
But don't just jump. That's what I want to say. Don't all of you jump on one sentence I say. So I said one sentence about division in the world between the right and the left, which is so clear, and that they're equal, and there's nothing to connect them. So I tell you, there is something to connect you together, which is the middle line, which is above them. I didn't say anything more than that. How to approach it, how to draw it, to tie it to these two lines, these two factions, these two blocks. I didn't say anything about that. There's a very extended, very vast and rich method here for the correction of the whole world. And right now, all of you want from two words to just jump to that. Is that serious? As if you did all the work that needs to precede it. I've been talking about this. I talked about this today instead of yesterday or the day before because it was revealed through the elections in the United States. It's a live example and everyone can see and know it's half and half. So how can we elect someone in the middle? To please both sides, not to be included of both sides and then be divided like them, but rather to be whole, and to take under his rule, in his governance, to take both camps and appease both of them, make both content. How can that be? In our world, there's no such thing, and the Creator did it deliberately. That there won't be such a thing, that the plus and minus won't be able to be connected together to complement each other. It's only through their source, which is He Himself, the Creator. And so, humanity will discover a state of helplessness, and we will need to explain that you reach a solution through the revelation of the upper root, which is common to both sides. It's common to them. It's the upper force. And it is discovered in this and that way. We need to explain exactly how. And this is a slow process. They need to accept it so they won't call you delusional, etc. It'll come. Right?
Tov.
Good. Beersheba.
Good morning, Rav. Well, 10. With your permission, Rav, if we take this process to the work in the 10, is this the state of the middle third of Tiferet in which we can try to tie the work between the Sfirot, between us in the 10, in order to ignite this process within us?
I don't know. You're too smart to tie the upper third of Tiferet with our work. I don't know. I don't know who you affiliate yourself with, what Sfira, or what quarter, what half, and the friends. Who speaks like that? Where did you hear me speak like that? Where did you see us clothing these sfirot on us like a dress? How? Why are you engaged in that? Such fantasies. Alright, so we'll return. I don't think it's worthwhile for us to go to faith above reason. People will get confused. Let's read this article.
So, we're reading from the writings of Rabash, article 3, lines 1.
Yes.
There are two lines, and there is a dispute between them. That is, each one wants to cancel the other. Three manners extend from this. One cancels the other. Two, each one wants to cancel, but cannot cancel, so they remain disputed. Three, peace is made between them. Right is called wholeness. In other words, the person depicts to himself that he is the most complete and the happiest person in the world, because he concludes that he is a simple person who has no advantage over others. But the Creator has chosen only him to serve the King. Although this service is not continuous, but once a month or once a week, nevertheless, when he sees that there aren't many people who serve the King even once in their lives, this alone gives him vitality. And if he has vitality, he can engage in Torah and Mitzvot with joy and increase his good deeds. However, ascending the degrees also requires walking on the left side, the left line, which is Chokhmah, where there is criticism over the acts and the thoughts, whether they are truly in order to serve the King, that is, to bestow contentment upon his Maker, or for himself. At that time, the left wants to cancel the right and go specifically in a manner of criticism. It does not let the person do anything good. It follows that one's wisdom is greater than one's deeds. However, one should mainly walk on the right line, meaning do good deeds and feel himself as complete and serving the King. And one must believe that everything one does brings contentment to him, the Creator. At the same time, he should dedicate time to walking on the left side, meaning to criticize. However, the left should surrender before the right. That is, he walks on the left not because he wants the quality of the left, but in order to improve the right, to show that despite all his criticism and knowledge, he is going above reason, meaning in the right, which is called faith. This is called the middle line, which decides between the two lines and leans towards the right. This is also called a Hoaim, posterior. Through this unification, one is later rewarded with receiving the quality of the panim, the face of the degree. At that time, there is clothing of Chokhmah in Chassadim, which cause a zivug, a coupling of panim de panim, face to face above, in zon.
Didn't read this article before, the article we just heard. I didn't read it before the lesson. So we haven't found still, it's only now that we've begun to search for the proper materials regarding the middle line and how to achieve it, how to reach the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, as Rosh and Guf and Galgalta Einayim and Acha, how it's all revealed to those who are drawn towards the Creator, Israel, and how through them it's is revealed to the nations of the world, and all these things we will need to examine to see what we have in our sources, and then to study it and to discover ourselves. For the time being, I have nothing to add here. We will continue with this subject on occasion until it's revealed. Ultimately, I just wanted one thing to show you through the example of the United States right now, where you have a nation that's divided in half, and how it's impossible to bring peace to the world in that way. Peace is the name of the Creator. When He is revealed in the world, then we truly reach peace and wholeness. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. What is criticism? What is the criticism he's talking about here?
I don't want to discuss this article so much. He speaks about not exactly what we spoke about before. Related to the society being divided in half. But criticism, that comes from all sides, from the right towards the left, from the left towards the right, in order to properly establish the middle line and to raise man. It has to be there. Kiev 2.
Good
morning, Ralph. Please tell me, are Kabbalists capable of helping politicians to discover the need for the middle line?
No, Kabbalists cannot help politicians, because politicians are, how to put it, politicians are built from a different substance. It's a very, very big egoistic desire, very narrow-minded. They don't see anything but for what's good for them alone, their own narrow-minded goal. And so they cannot go for other goals, to accept different views. Politicians are very, very limited, very, very limited in their work. They themselves also know this sometimes. And so I don't think that it's even possible to enter with them into some joint work, unless they understand that we understand more than they do, that we are tied to the future while they are not. And if they're willing to be in our hands in order to physically, socially, bring about whatever we say, meaning that if we explain to them what we want, then together with them we can decide on the way in which, through what they understand can be done to society, how to advance the goal. But they should be like an instrument in our hands. If they're willing to bow their heads and not to follow their own goals, but rather the goals that come to us from above, then perhaps in that way it's possible. I think it is possible. Because ultimately, all the politicians also reach despair from everything that's happening. And the Creator will make of them such substance, such material, where they don't know what to do. And then they'll listen. But when it'll happen? Maybe in a few years, few decades, but relatively soon.
Barur, Petah
Tikva 2.
Do you recommend that we would read this article throughout the day and try to...
No, not this article. We need to find materials which are more appropriate.
Here it needs to be something very specific. It's not just the middle line in general, no. We will see. We will see. For now, we are done with this part. I thought it will take me 5 minutes just to explain to you what's happening in the United States and to explain how this is the state that the world will reach. If it will reach this state, it will become more and more despaired. And ultimately, accept the governance of the upper force, because there is no one else to rule. But this is, you know, one thing amongst many things. It's not that it's so crucial right now. Don't start tying this to the American people as though they're ready for this or something. No. The recognition of evil in the United States is such that no one can be a president. They don't have a president. Cannot be. Because from one side, you cannot have a president for the other side. And then what happens? They're lost. Bewildered. It's good. It's a very good situation. We begin to feel that they begin to feel that they must receive some revelation from above. Yes, Michael.
Rav, the United States, okay, fine, but what can we do in order to truly connect to this whole topic? With which deficiency should we come?
We continue with our lack for faith above reason. We have no problem here. We continue. So every day I open to all of you another step forward. This is in order to study, but it's not that immediately we run to apply it before we even understand it, before we even implement it amongst ourselves. I don't understand this rashness. Don't worry. If the time comes and we become obligated, then I'll pressure all of you, and then you'll discover how much you don't want to do it.
Right now, maybe it's easier to ask about this external state that appears in the world, like the elections in the U.S. Mm-hmm. How can we take it more to the work between us, this whole matter of the middle line, so that we can implement it between us, like you're saying?
We want to do this. We build this middle line, if you could call it the middle line, in the group. We establish the field that God has blessed. We generate it, a system of connections between us, in which we want to discover the upper force. But in the group, we don't separate into right and left like in the United States, but rather each one with himself and each one towards the others has these micro struggles, micro conflicts, then needs to establish and organize his relationships with the others, to concede things, to concede everything, and to overcome the rejection. And that's how in the group we establish this state, because we all have the same goal. We all have a single goal. And these two factions in the United States don't have a single goal. If they thought about how to establish a society with a single goal, and they had some depiction of a united society, some united vision for both camps, that's something different. But each camp here has a completely different picture of the future. Those think they need to rule over these, and these think they need to rule over those, and accordingly, you have repercussions for the whole nation. And so it's not an example. In the group, we don't do it. In the group, we reach a state where we have the upper force, who is the goal, and we all integrate in him to the point where each one concedes himself, annuls himself before the others. And by annulling himself towards the others, he actually finds himself connected with them and connected with the Creator. The annulment
of the existence of the yesh. That's what we want to attain. And there's nothing like this in any society in the world. It's only us. And we also are just trying to somehow establish these things. Yes? All right?
New York too.
Hi, Rav. I wanted to ask the division that we're seeing in society over here in America and the polarization, is that a revelation of what was already there?
No. Every society that develops freely, it reaches that state. The rest of the nations, we don't see this in them so much yet. Either you have nations under very rigid authority like Russia, China, etc., or you have nations where religion rules, the church, let's say, or Islam, Christianity or Islam. Or you have underdeveloped nations which have their ancient traditions and they still cannot emerge from that framework. And the United States, America, is that's a very special situation. It's all mixed together. It's modern-day Babylon. All the nations of the world, all cultures, all religions and so on. And that's why it happens this way. It's actually a very special example.
Is it an evolution, a type of evolution of society, of the whole world? Where the whole world is going to feel the same thing?
Yes, the whole world will feel the same thing, but nevertheless, in different ways. I don't expect the whole world to reach the same development as the Americans. It'll take many, many years. I don't think so. We don't have that much time. Very soon, we need to achieve very great corrections in practice from one day to the next. And so it won't be like in America, but we will study from it, we will learn from it.
The left gives hardness, the right gives coarseness. The middle line, is that the masach and the partsuf?
No, that's not the way we speak of this. Not this nor that. The middle line comes from above. It doesn't bring us a viut, kashiut, masach, no. Let's wait. Don't run. Don't run ahead, because all this running confuses you, and then it becomes hard for you to listen with all your preconceptions. It becomes hard to listen to what I'm explaining. So let's continue to the next part of the lesson.
Work above reason, selected excerpts from the sources.
No.
So we'll go to Tess.
Tess, all right.
For that, let's sing together.
What is this language we need? What is this calling we all long to heed? Only you have the answer, to you we plead. 'Cause life without love is no life indeed. Only you have the answer. We've put away on a shelf. As ourselves, na na na, na na na, na na na, na na na, na na na. language, this language of love. Nothing can save us but your help from above. Without you as our teacher, we're certain to fail. You have the answer, with this we prevail. To the one desire we can't deny. Together.